to his pit.
What about if you were riding on horseback, you'd have the same kind of lines?
Basically, yeah.
Yeah.
Which would be reins then, it wouldn't be a long rope type thing. It would reach back to the plow.
How would you tell them to start and stop?
Stop, you'd say, whoa.
Mm-hmm. How would you make them go?
Well, you'd make a little clicking sound, maybe. Goose them in the ribs.
Yeah.
And they would get up.
Okay. Did anybody ever have any sheep around here?
Not as I know of. There are some in the northern part of this county. I know a fellow named Aaron Tilly. He had sheep.
Mm-hmm.
He still does. And he cuts the wool. Basically, everybody around here is basically goats. Why they would want a goat, I don't know. I guess they'd have a goat to keep, clean the pastures and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Take care of, they're really good cleaners.
Yeah.
You know, they take care of, everything. Where I grew up, there wasn't no sheep or goats around anymore. You know, I know some off that would have some.
Mm-hmm.
It wouldn't be like herds of them. Mm-hmm. Goats, it'd be like 3 or 4 goats I would
have.
Yeah. They'd clean the backyard up and the woods back through here around the wood shack and stuff.
I was going to get one to eat my grass. My husband said, you don't want a goat, they're nasty. So, did you have chickens?
My dad was a chicken farmer.
Okay.
He had chickens.
Yeah.
Chicken houses. I don't know how many he had. He sold eggs.
Uh-huh.
He was the egg grower and producer for people around Stokes Memorial Hospital, stores.
Uh-huh.
And we raised a bucket too. But I'd say back in the early 60s, mid 60s, chicken feed got real high. And some of your bigger chicken growers such as Holly Farms is getting started, and you've got other ones in around North Wilkesboro, really is where Holly Farms is from.
Oh, okay.
Got some up around in Surrey County that kind of really put my dad out of business, because he was, just small time chicken grower.
Mm-hmm.
That, he wouldn't, he also had his tobacco crop, so it wasn't his full income, but he did have chickens. Several thousand.
What?
And we would gather the eggs every morning and gather them every night, and we'd have bring them home at night. And he'd had a big tub looking thing, that looked like an old fashioned washing machine. It had the wringer on it. It kind of looked like that, but it had the hallways to it. And it would wash the egg and separate them, medium, small, and large eggs. And then we would crate them.
You did that by hand, separator and all that.
Yeah. See, the machine would separate the eggs.
Oh, would it?
Yeah,
it wouldn't
would
break
separate.
Them?
No, it wouldn't break them. And then we just have to take them out of those little places it rolled into and crate them up in large crates. If you've ever seen how, they come from bigger farms, and they come in big crates that have, I don't know how many dozen would be in there, 36 dozen or something. That might be close.
Mm-hmm.
But I've done that. We've done that at night. That was all at night in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
The house.
Yeah. How would you talk to the chickens when you're feeding them?
No.
No.
Just make sure you stay away from the roosters.
Yeah.
They'll flog you.
Okay. They grow a lot of chickens where I live, but mostly they sell them from, they just take all the chickens and put them on the truck. Chickens, not eggs.
Fryers.
Yeah, I guess. Gaines, near Gainesville, Georgia.